two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Bell's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us this evening. Alex Keery here in studio. Scott Mitchell abroad.
I hate Michael Jordan. I hate him. I hate him. He totally pushed off.
Oh, that's what we're going to get.
And then
this,
you know what else? I forgot about the three-pointer from Isley. It was totally a three-pointer, and they called it off. The Jazz would have won. Oh, I'm so mad.
Well, hey, anywhere, how else are you feeling today, Scott?
I hate Michael Jordan.
I know. Look, and that's been the majority of, I think, what everybody's been talking about, just in the world of sports, if you think about it. Look, yeah, the Bundesliga came back. Big whoop, all right? I know that's what you've been talking about over the weekend.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of the Germans Premier Soccer League.
I woke up this morning with a big smile on my face. The Bundesliga is back.
Bundesliga.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Could I have some strudel?
Scott and I have been trying to figure out. Hold on. Was that a fire alarm?
I didn't hear anything.
In your house?
No. No, I had steak for dinner. Set the fire alarm off.
Oh, my goodness. The things we find out during the show. Now, here's the deal. We've got a lot to get through here, and we want to be able to make sure we get to all of it. I wanted to kick things off, though, first talking about you had an interesting Friday because I know you were able to talk with all of the University of Utah. Kind of, did you? So I know it was at least Morgan Scali and
it was all the coordinators and Coach Witt.
Okay, so it was Scali, it was Andy Ludwig, and it was Coach Kyle Whittingham. I want just right off the bat what your first impression was about. And I don't listen. I don't care anything about actual X's and O's. What have they told you about what they're hearing about the season?
There were two things that really jumped out at me. First of all, I think it's really clear that the college football season is going to happen. At what form and at what time, I think that's really the big question mark.
Right.
And I think, and this is just my speculation, but I'm really good at reading between the lines on some of this stuff, and this is just my opinion. And it's just kind of based on what they've said and maybe haven't said. They have, like, original starting date. If they get the go-ahead to – it's a six-week lead-up. So if they get
that's
six
what they
weeks,
want, right? That's what coaches are saying they want. Yeah.
So if it's 6 weeks in July, they'll start on time. I believe it'll be a normal season.
Right.
If they go a month out and then they start in the middle of August, then it's an October start. And then that's probably like the modified just Pac-12 only version of things. And then it can get wacky from there. You know, but you know, there's all these potential scenarios. And I think they've mapped it out. Like, if this is our start date, this is what it looks like. If this is our start date, this is what it looks like. And it just goes on and on from there. I highly, 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 highly doubt that the season's not going to happen. I do know this, and Coach Whittingham said this very clearly. He said, this is not going to be a normal college football season.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You're not going to go September 1 and have the stands full of people.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
At the very least, because I think now we're talking about the possibility of maybe there being any fans at all. And Coach Kyle Whittingham went on Jim Rome's radio show and had this to say about these topics.
One thing I believe is for certain is that it's not going to be status quo. You know, I don't believe we're going to start on time as outlined on the schedule and play the schedule as outlined and have fans in the stands completely. I think there's going to be some definite modifications, and you know, who knows what those are. Anybody's guess.
So there it is. It's not just no fans. It's also, I don't think we're going to have a regular start time. I don't think we're going to have the regular schedule, what you have written down. So what that means is, I think that at the very least, and I'm just prepared, Scott, I'm not trying to be doomsday guy.
No, I get
but
you.
But I'm telling you, September 3rd at the University of Utah to watch BYU versus Utah, not just as not fans being there, I don't think that game goes off. I don't think that game has I mean, it's just now we used to love it being that thing at the front end of the schedule. Because it's at the front end of the schedule, now it's in more danger. And because of where it is and how it's set up, listen, this again, we're talking about no fans at the very least. At the very least, no fans. If everything was to go off as totally normally planned, and I know that even the most optimistic of optimists that are out there, and one of them is Dave McCann down the hall down here, who's going to say, oh, no, they're figuring this thing out. They're going to figure this thing out. Look, California's already going forward. They're going to have sports in June, and they're going to okay everything. Look, you could okay everything. Fans at the very least are not going to be there. But you heard Coach Witt say it. The timing is going to be weird. The schedule could likely change. And so all these things are on the table. And if you're a college football fan, you just have to have in your head, if some football goes on this season, we're gonna be probably whatever you get is going to be the best version of what you're gonna get.
You're gonna get it on TV, Alex.
Yeah, that's it.
And the BYU game certainly is one where it's in jeopardy because of the early start date. And here locally, everyone wants that game. I'm not pessimistic that they can't start in July. I think if as things unwind, if there's no major bump, second round of the coronavirus, and I think if things just gradually keep opening and opening, I think you'll see it. But let me tell you the other thing that really jumped out at me, because they've never done this. This is so unprecedented. And these coaches are so used to a routine. You know, we have spring football practice. We have a lot of time on the field with these guys. And Coach Whittingham even said, if there was ever a year that we needed spring football, this is the year, because we got so many new guys we're trying to figure out on defense. We've got two quarterbacks battling, and that's a massive position for us to figure out who's going to be our guy. And not having those practices it really hurts. But they all the coaches we talked to, all the coordinators and Coach Whittingham, they were really clear about being able to meet with the players. And they've got a tremendous amount of value out of it, where they go, we don't normally get this kind of like classroom work with these players. And it allows us to go into more detail, to have more understanding. And I ask, well, how do you know, are they getting it? You know, do they get what you're saying? Because, you know, you can imagine after, you know, 20 minutes, their eyes are glazed over and they, you know, just sitting in a classroom all the time could get boring. And they said, we have ways of testing the players. So we actually can monitor their progress, and they have to verbalize, they have to show that they're grasping the concepts. And that's huge. I know as a former player, when you knew that you could express a play or a concept, you knew it. And then when you go out on the field, the expectation now with the Utah coaches, they said, look, we expect when we go on the field, there's not a lot of teaching of what's going on. Now we get to actually do it in real life. And they go, this isn't an ideal situation, but it's actually been a fairly positive outcome, because these players are so used to technology, and they have the ability through technology to get very detailed, to have a lot of healthy and in-depth conversations with the players on a daily basis. And the NCAA has relaxed their rules about how much time you get to spend with the players. They get to spend a pretty decent amount of time every week. And so they felt like that part of all of this has actually been pretty positive.
57500 is the text number. It's how you can weigh into the program. We're going to take our first break of the night. Scott's Scott's a Second Amendment guy. And
well, I'm all of the amendments, just so you know. I like all of them.
And he's committed to shoot his fire alarm during the...
Is it going off? Because I have a headset on. I can't hear it.
Yes.
Oh.
And not only that, our listeners are worried about you and me. They're like, please, can we figure this out? We're going to take the break here. Scott's going to... don't get up like on a high ladder or anything, though. I don't want you to...
Maybe the battery's going dead.
That's what it is. That's usually
well.
What
that only happens later.
I've never had it with a. I've never had it with a co-host. I've only had it with like people on the phone. But this is a first. This is the part of the
there
COVID.
Hey, this is what happens.
That's what happens. We're gonna take the break here. We got more to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL 5 Television is gonna join us next. We'll talk about the possibility of the Pac-12 season being quote unquote normal. Of course, it probably won't be, but. We'll also talk about the Jazz, the Last Dance, all those things that have to do with Bojan Bogdanovic's surgery and all those things. And also some movement the front office of the Jazz. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.